Today is Yom Yerushalayim. Today is a very significant day in Jewish history. Okay, 54 years ago today was the end of the Six-Day War. The Six-Day War really began 19 years ago. 19 years before the Six-Day, before 1967.
The war started 19 years earlier,
in 1948. So really, the truth is, the Six-Day War really began 19 years before. In 1948, before 1948, Yerushalayim, although it may not have been under the control of Klal Yisrael, of Eretz Yisrael, and before, I don't know if the air conditioner,
I think it should be off.
Stop in a second. Okay, I'm sorry for that disturbance. We have to take care of some business over here. Some maintenance issues over here.
It's loud.
Okay. In 1948. Well, let's go back. Before 1948, the entire Yerushalayim, the entire old city, was under the control of. It was under the control of. I'm assuming the British. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And Jews lived. Jews lived all over on East Jerusalem. There were many of Acheinu Bnei Yisrael living there peacefully, or maybe not so peacefully, but they were living there nevertheless. In fact, the record is there were 58 Batei Kinesios, Batei Midrashos, if I'm not mistaken, in East Jerusalem before 1948.
In the old city,
and before 1948. And Har Habayis. Har HaZaysim. I don't know to what degree, but it seems Har HaZaysim, there were many kvarim that were ancient kvarim that were still preserved, and were people being buried there still before 1948? Before 1948, they were still being buried before 1948, and then something. Then when the state of Israel declared its when the state of Israel declared its independence, 1948, the next day a war broke out. It was a bittersweet experience, and the Jordanians attacked from the east, and they took control. They took possession. They took possession of Har Habayis. They took possession of Har HaZaysim, and they took possession of East Jerusalem. And it was very tragic in many ways. Number one, there was an enormous desecration of Har HaZaysim, damage that is beyond belief, and they still, 75 years later, still have not been able to even begin to restore the damage, if it's even possible to restore the damage. And in the old city, which had 58 Batei Kinesios, Batei Midrashos, half of them, which is 29 of them, were completely destroyed, razed to the ground. These were old shuls that go back who knows how long, very rich history, going back, I don't know how long could they have gone back, maybe even a couple hundred years, it's not really clear, but they were Batei Kinesios that were destroyed, were razed to the ground by these animals. And 19 years later, in 1967, there was a war, we all know, called the Six-Day War. And the conclusion of this Six-Day War, which was Nisim v'Niflois, without going through all the history, which I don't know all that well,
the first Nes was that he asked not to get into war.
They told Jordan, we will not attack, we will not touch any of you, or we're not going to get involved in East Jerusalem. If you our wars with Egypt. If you keep yourself out of it, we're not going to touch you. But they didn't listen, and they joined the war, and that led to a counterattack, where after 6 days, incredible, with nisim v'niflois mamish, people that were there will tell you open miracles. In every dimension, the Yad Hashem was seen to take back major chunks of land, which they gave back later on. But one thing that they never gave back, and which is a permanent accomplishment, what happened 54 years ago was to take back Yerushalayim. And it's been called the reunification, the Ichud of Yerushalayim, Ir Shechubur Lo Yachtov, that until this point, during those years, there was a separation. Only half of Yerushalayim was under the control of the State of Israel, and the other half was under the control of the Jordanians, and now it was 100% under the authority of Klal Yisrael, and with that came the rebuilding of the Coastal Plaza, the ability to once again come back to the Mokoyim, the Kamta of Yolis El HaMokoyim Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecho L'Shakein Shemayshan, to come back safely and be Mispalel, the Mokoyim where Avraham named Har Yeroyah, where the Akedah took place, according to our tradition, the place where Yaakov Avinu, when he went into Golus, where he stopped to be Mispalel, it was taken back with the Yad Hashem. You can listen to the recording that Mayor Appeldorf sent out on the cold chat. Here, Rabbi Gorin, his words that were said at the Koisel, those words, correct? Mm-hmm. Those words were said at the Koisel. Okay, those famous pictures of him in his helmet with Shofar, Sefer Torah, that's where they were said, those words. And I was amazed at the quality of the recording. The quality that probably maybe was restored. Could be that it was
a news recording.
It could be that the quality of the sound is phenomenal. And it's really a shame that we don't really, many of us, especially myself, don't really know the history and know the miracles and dwell upon the significance of what happened. Our great-grandparents couldn't even fathom such a thing. Said that we take for granted, go to the Koisel, no big deal, safe, secure, whenever you want, 24/7. The amount of money they've poured into the Koisel in the Coastal Plaza is just mind-boggling. It's mamish, the heart and soul of Klal Yisrael, the Koisel HaMaravi. And for us to appreciate the significance of the Nes that happened on this day 54 years ago is beyond us. And like I said, it's a shame that we really don't, I don't think any of us, this generation, certainly we just take for granted here of what, I remember my parents, they spoke about it like, They were like in a trance when they told me what happened. When they were in America here, of course, but the, how people were following the news, the pride, the simcha, the religious significance of the Shomrei Torah u'mitzvahs, the people who were of an age then that appreciated what happened. They were different people. It transformed them. Unfortunately, this generation has no clue. Yeah. No clue.
They have a clue, but they...
No, they don't.
Yesterday was the yahrzeit, one of the Zvila Rebbes was buried in Har Zeisim.
Yeah.
Two of them who died in 48 were buried right behind the Knesset. It's a small cemetery. They were buried there, and even today, a lot of the Kanoim, the Torah Sam, have slots over there, because that was... in Jewish territory. But the other one died before, he was buried in Har Zeisim. So the current Rebbe with his Hasidim went up for the yahrzeit. So they came back, the Rebbe in his, Rechev Shemalchus, and the bus of the Hasidim, and the Arabs were throwing cinder blocks on them. And they broke windows and nothing happened. Who was supposed to protect them?
The Israeli army.
Right, and police, yeah. But they,
Okay.
So this whole neighborhood was on the border until 1967. If you go even to today, the windows in the back, bathrooms in the back have all small windows. Because you had Jordanian snipers would just shoot into any house. So you didn't have windows on the back walls. All in small and ugly.
Unbelievable. Now, there's one thing that it's a bittersweet event. It's really bitter because, you know, before Atzmaut, in Eretz Yisrael, there's a national day of mourning. And we, Yom HaZikaron, we discussed this, and about 23 on record, what is, I'm sure there are a lot more than that, but ever since, you know, the establishment of the State of Israel, all that went into it, there, I have on record about 23, whatever, I can't be precise, about 23,000 people who died Al Kiddush Hashem, and including victims of terror, people fought, all different capacities, all different functions, and the number of people who have been injured, who have been psychologically damaged. I mean, there is no, you can't even begin to fathom the impact of how many people have suffered. Take, for example, in Meiron, what happened last week. So 45 people perished. 45 people were killed in this tragedy. How many people sat shiva last week? They report in the news approximately 600 people. There was 600, can you imagine America, misasking, sitting shiva. Misaskim would have to provide, I don't have to do anything, Asaskim, but Misaskim would be providing 600 chairs. 600 people were sitting shiva for the 45 people who died in this horrific tragedy. A very painful death. They suffocated to death. If you read the reports, the details, it's gruesome. It wasn't like a one moment death. They literally suffocated to death. So when you talk about people who perished, who killed Al Kiddush Hashem defending Eretz Yisrael, and you talk about a number of 23,000, can you even begin to fathom the number of people that sat shiva? And how many people carried that, the memories and the pain and the agony of losing a child, losing a parent, losing a sibling for the rest of their lives? It's unfathomable. And Baruch Hashem and Eretz Yisrael, they commemorate these people the day before Yom HaTzmaut. And how many people died in the Six-Day War? This incredible miracle that happened 54 years ago. How those people that died are included in the memorial before Atzmaut. There's no question that they're part of that day. But specifically in this battle, the 6 days. So I can't tell you accurately. I don't know anything. I'm just telling you what's in Wikipedia. Wikipedia, they write between 776. And 983 people they have on record as being killed or dying in the Six-Day War from Am Yisrael. That's a very, very big number. 983 people died that we can go to the Kosel HaMaravi and we can go be mispalel at Kvarim on Har HaZeisim. And in general, this security, the whole Yerushalayim is a different Yerushalayim. It's a different Yerushalayim. And the different Yerushalayim creates a pride and simcha and klal Yisrael for the last 54 years that cannot be expressed in words and provides a sense of security throughout the entire world. Certainly for klal Yisrael, that Yerushalayim, ir shechubro lo yachta. Yerushalayim, it's all under the control of Eretz Yisrael. Of course, they're very kind, and they let all other faiths enjoy their religion and practice their religion, and have the State of Israel provides for them security. And this was, you know, this was by design. This was said by the Prime Minister at the time, and this was, we're not here to take away your religion. Not like what they did to us, okay? We're here, you want to practice your religion. We're not here to demolish any churches. We're not here to demolish a mosque. Continue. But we have, this is our land. This is the land that Hashem gave to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. This is Yerushalayim, our Kodesh, and it's ours. And we're not here to make trouble for you. 983 people gave up their life for us. And it's not something you take lightly. I only can't even begin to fathom how many people suffered because of those 983 people that lost their lives. On Wikipedia, they record that over 4,517 people were wounded. You know what that means? Lost a leg, lost an arm, lost an eye. Never able to function like a regular human being for the rest of their lives. And what about the psychological damage? All these new letters that we have today, these acronyms that we never even heard of until recent years. PSDT, PTSD, post-traumatic syndrome disorder. Who ever heard of that term before? That's only one of 100 different terms that they've created to describe all of these very serious mental disorders that are not to be taken lightly. All that we, in this generation, have a blessing like none other. Not just a blessing, you have a stimulus check. You have a ruchniistic blessing, a spiritual blessing, a pride and joy, it's not to be taken lightly. Last night I went to an event. I didn't really have to go, but whatever the whole story was, the Torah Anytime, they were doing a live broadcast of a Divrei Chizuk for the tragedy in Meron. And it was a very long program. It was about a two-hour program. And there were a number of speakers. Rabbi Moshe Tovi Leif was very good. And Rabbi Dishon, Rabbi Noach Isaac Olbaum, and Rabbi Daniel Travis from Eretz Yisrael. There was supposed to be a fifth speaker. He wasn't able to come. He's in the rehabilitation center. But Rabbi Dishon is from the Zekene Hador. He's not a young man, Rabbi Dishon. Baruch Hashem, I got to know him through Torah Anytime, a few different functions. And he was very powerful. And then towards the end of his speak, he said, I now want the Rav of the shul, Rabbi Moshe Tovi Leif, I demand of him, he says, I want you to read, I have here all the names of the people, the 45 people who died in this tragedy. I have them here in my hand, their names and their ages and where they came from. I want you to read all the names and the ages. And I want everyone here to stand up. And Rabbi, he wasn't really prepared for this. God, if this is what the Rav wants, this is what we're going to do. Everyone stand up. And he read very slowly, it took a very long time. He read everyone's name.
Rabbi Leif.
Everyone's name.
He was born in Eretz Yisrael.
He read everyone's name, slowly, where they came from, and their age. It was a very emotional experience. Could you imagine that's 45 people? Can you imagine 983 people? And 4,517 people who were injured? And that's just on record. You can probably be certain that the numbers are a lot higher. So it's not something you take lightly, just to, Yom Yerushalayim. That's a sin. It's a terrible avera. It's a terrible avera just to farfavek the whole thing. It's a terrible, terrible thing.
Can I get something?
In a moment. And even though last night it was very interesting how the major theme, and this was a Haredi event last night. Torah Anytime, they catered to the Haredim much more so than. You know what the major theme was last night? They gave a tremendous kavod to the state of Israel. To the chayolim, to the police. It was a very big kiddush Hashem. Speaking about the soldiers, about the police, about the state. It's a charedi event. This is not your typical. This is not your typical type of typical type of talk. There's a certain tragedy you have to really, you know, focus on the bracha that you have, not to focus on the differences and on all the fighting and then all the different issues. And Yom Yerushalayim is a day that's an incredible day of bracha for Klal Yisrael. And unfortunately, we have this tendency to rewrite history and forget about, you know, forget about the reality, live in the fantasy world. One of the things that I think, I'm not really remember who was it, I'm not even remember which speaker, he spoke about the inyan of going to Mount Herzl. The chiv a person has, what? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, but spoke about like, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, that should be a priority. You should go to Mount Herzl to the soldiers and daven at the keder. Doesn't matter who, any soldier. They gave up their life for you. People go to Har HaZeisim, go to here, they go there. A priority should be to go to Mount Herzl, to where the Chayolim are buried. These are real Kedoshim. The tragedy, a lot have been talking about this, the people who died in Meron, it's a horrific, horrific tragedy. A lot of people have spoken out. Don't call them Kedoshim. They're holy Jews, no question about it, but the word Kedoshim is a term. It's not to be abused. It's not to be abused, that term. That term is miyuchad for people who died al Kiddush Hashem. Don't call them Kedoshim. They're holy, holy people. What happened is a tragedy beyond belief. 45 people like this, suffocating to death in such a horrific type of torture death. It's a tragedy. Although it was at a moment of holiness, that's not called Kedoshim. The people who died to defend the land, they are Kedoshim. Mount Herzl is a makom of Kedoshim. It's not something you take lightly to take light what they've given up for Klal Yisrael. May you want to say something?
Yeah.
Very quick. Yeah.
It's going to take a little while. If you've ever been in the tunnels in Yerushalayim.
Yeah, they can't hear you. You have to come close because I can't hear you. Quick, not too long. I want to say over some Torah.
The tunnels in Yerushalayim.
Come close.
The person who was most responsible for starting it was Rav Meir Yehuda Getz. He was the one who wore the white shtreimel and the white out. He was the Rav of the Kaisel. He also built Mul Makam HaMikdash, if you ever gone that far. There's a little shul upstairs, which is used by the Kabbalah, the Yom Kippur, they divided between Sephardim and Ashkenazim. On the wall, there's a plaque with a list of the names of all the Chayalim who fell on the Battle of Yerushalayim, including his son.
Wow.
He lived in the Galil together with his father. And when they got the notice to be called, both of them were called up for 67. So Rabbi Getz, who was a relator of Mekubal and everything, was a soldier. His son was a soldier and fought in Yerushalayim as a sapper. So when they got the notice that a couple of hours, the father and the son sat down to learn Hilchos Rambam on Milchama. Hilchos Milchama by the Rambam. And he was killed the day before, yesterday, while they were fighting to get into the American section to go up to the Damascus Gate. I remember there used to be on the road where now you have the train going, there used to be a monument where the soldiers right away, people fell, they threw the rocks together, and the Arabs always destroyed it because it's just in the Arab section. So the Arabs have respect for Yerushalayim because they have an anti-respect. So at least we should have minimum respect, but not a lot of respect.
Okay, now in honor of being Yom Yerushalayim, we do this Baruch Hashem in the past. Let's. I want to say over some ideas relating to Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Some chidushim. Okay, let's start with one thing at a time. Let's start with the name of Yerushalayim. I mean, everyone knows that Yerushalayim. There are two parts of Yerushalayim. One is called Yeru, and the second part is Shalem. Yerush, and we add a little yud there, we call it Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Now, by the way, let's give a little hakdama. There are two different ways to describe Yerushalayim. There is the Jewish version, and there is the non-Jewish version of not Jewish, but the secular name. Just like a person may have a name of Moshe, and Moses, it's Moshe and Moses. So there is Yerushalayim and Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Now, I have no idea where Jerusalem comes from. That term comes from. I have no idea. I didn't get a chance to look it up. Should I find on Wikipedia the etymology of Jerusalem, how that came about? We know that in the way that we speak in Lashon HaKodesh, we call it Yerushalayim. But there's another word that's as ancient as Yerushalayim, and that is the Aramaic form of the word, which appears in the Targum all the time. And that is Yerushalayim. Okay, Yerushalayim. Not Ye. Under the Yud is a segel. Yerushalayim. There's no yud in Aramaic. There is no yud. And the shin is a tsere, not a patach. When we pronounce it in Hebrew, there are two differences. In Hebrew, we say under the yud, we say there's a shva, two vertical dots. Yerushalayim. Under the lamed is a patach, la, and we insert a yud there, and we put a little dot under the yud as a tsere, as a chiruk, Yerushalayim. That's the way we pronounce it, Yerushalayim. That's how it appears in the Nusach of Tfilah. That's how it appears in Tanakh three times, in Megillas Esther, In Megillas Esther, it says Yerushalayim. Now, in most of Tanakh, there is no Yud. Most of Tanakh, I think with the exception, with most of Tanakh, the Yud does not appear, wherever you have Yerushalayim. And we still pronounce it, doesn't make a difference. Even though the Yud does not appear, this is a very interesting thing, even though the Yud does not appear, we still pronounce it as if there was a Yud, like a Kri V'Chsiv. Basically, every time it says Yerushalayim in Tanakh, except for Megillas Esther, it's a Kri V'Chsiv, because there's no Yud. And when there's no yud, this is the idea I saw presented. I'm not sure who says this, but it's a very fascinating idea. That in Tanakh, Yerushalayim is always presented in its Aramaic form. Which would mean the way it's really presented in Tanakh is Yerushalayim. Okay, I'll make wings a shvon noch for now, the shin. Yerushalayim. When there is no yud between the shin and the mem, the shin is a tsere, and it's shem. Yerushalayim. And that's really the way it's spelled in the entire Tanakh. It's spelled in its Aramaic form. See, this is the difference. Here's the dilemma. I'm making you a chakira. When it says in Tanakh, Yerushalayim, there's no yud. So the question is it? No, it's meant to be. It's really Hebrew. It's a Hebrew word, and the yud is missing, so we pronounce it Yerushalayim. We read in Yirmiyah in the Haftoros. Every so often we have in the Haftoros we have Yerushalayim. The word Yerushalayim appears, and the way the Baal Kriya reads it is Yerushalayim. It doesn't say that in the Tanakh. There's no yud. No, so we read it even though the yud is.
What? Haribon, we say Birushlem Karton.
Birushlem, that's the Aramaic form. But there's a base before the yud, so the yud gets swallowed up. But if you just would have the letters, it would be in Hebrew. So we say, is that the pshat? Or maybe no. It's not a Kri V'Chsiv. The way it's spelled in Tanakh is it's spelled in its Aramaic form. It's complete. It's complete. It's Yerushalayim. There's no Kri V'Chsiv. It is spelled the way it's meant to be spelled. Okay, just like, for example, Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. There is no such word, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hashem's name. Yud Kei Vav Kei is an Aramaic combination of words. Hoya Hove V'Yiyeh. It is the synthesis of these three terms. And it's also Aramaic. Hoya Hovi is not Hebrew. This is Aramaic. So it's that's Hashem. Hashem spans all of time. Hoya Hoviya, we put those together and we come out with Yudke Vavke. Likewise, the way Yerushalayim is presented to us in Tanakh is in its Aramaic form. There is no Yud between the Lamin and the Mem. And that means the way you really should pronounce it, theoretically, is Yeh, the way the Targum spells it, Yeh, Ru, She, Leim. And it's like reading Chumash, Jerusalem. Can you imagine someone is learning the Haftarah and it comes to Yirmi where it says the word Yerushalayim and he says, make believe the Megillah is not a good example because the Megillah there is a Yod, but make believe the Megillah, Asher Hagla, me Jerusalem. What would happen if someone in Shul would do that? Asher Hagla, me Jerusalem. You would stop him on the spot. What are you saying? What are you saying over here? This is not, we say Yerushalayim. Okay, because there in the Megillah Taka it says Yerushalayim. It says that it's still the Yud. But in Tanakh, he doesn't say Jerusalem, but there's another word that's not Hebrew, that is Aramaic, Yerushalayim. And we don't read it like that. We don't read it in its Aramaic form. We read it as if it was in Hebrew and it's with a Yud. Yerushalayim. That's an amazing thing. I mean, it's every time you say Yerushalayim, every single time in Tanakh, it's really Kivach Siv. It's spelled in its Aramaic form, but we read it in its full glory in its Hebrew form. What's the simple answer explanation? Because Bizman Hazeh, as long as this city is incomplete, as long as the Shekhinah is not resting in this Mokoim, you can't give it the sanctity of Lashon HaKodesh. In the written form, on the record, it's Yerushalayim, which is really no different than writing Jerusalem. And when you tell a travel agent you're going to Jerusalem, it means I'm going to the beach, I'm going to Eilat, I'm going to all the entertainment centers, non-kosher entertainment centers. Jerusalem, it doesn't capture what Eretz HaKodesh is all about. And until Mashiach comes, and until the Shekhinah is once again resting in the Yerushalayim, it's Yerushalayim, no different than Jerusalem. But when we read it, it's a tefillah. When we read this word in Tanakh, and we choose not to read it Yerushalayim, but we read it Yerushalayim, it's a tefillah. That this ear that is unfortunately incomplete should be shalem. It should take on the sanctity of the kedusha that it was meant for, and should be transformed from Yerushalayim / Jerusalem to Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. The holy language, which all that it incorporates, all that it connotes, all that it, the flavor that it carries with it. Okay, that's one idea. Let's go to another idea. We know that the name Yerushalayim is made from two different, it's a composite of two different names. There are two partners in naming this city. There is Avraham Avinu. There's a tradition that Avraham Avinu, the Akedah took place on Har HaMoriah. HaMoriah is Yerushalayim on this mountain. That's where the Akedah took place. And when the Akedah was complete, Avram was mispalel Bahar Hashem Yeroeh. Avraham renamed this mountain to the mountain of Hashem Yeroeh. May Hashem appear. Yeroeh. May Hashem appear. Okay, that's Yeroeh. It was called Har, the mountain, Yeroeh. May Hashem appear. Now the problem is, this mountain already has been named before by someone else. Umalki Tzedek, Melech Sholem. That same location, or that same vicinity, some say they really the two separate places that were joined together, but let's for now just be very general. Umalki Tzedek, Melech Sholem. Malki Tzedek, which Chazal tells us was Shem Ben Noach, was the melech, the king of the city called Sholem. And Sholem is none other than the same location, simply, that's not so simple, but let's assume for the sake of simplicity that it is for now, is the same location as what Avraham later renamed Har Yeroeh. So there's a Medrash, and the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to give it a permanent name and send the prophets a message, what we should call it. And Hashem had a dilemma, what to do. If we call it Yeroeh, Avraham's shame would be insulted. Would have a complaint to Hashem, how could you do this to me? How could you take away the name of my city, my record, my legacy? And on the other hand, if we would name it the city of Shalem, Avram Avinu would feel insulted, but Hashem, I did on this mountain the Akedah, Bahar, and I was Mispalel, Efresh al Yitzchak, Mutsavur Lefanecha. So Hashem said, okay, we'll make a compromise, and we're going to name it both. The question is, so who should go first? Should we call it, go in chronological order, Shalem Yeroeh? That would seem logical. Shalem Yeroeh. Or should we call it Yeroeh Shalem? So the conclusion of the long story, and there are many that we can make in this idea, which we not for now, it was decided that it's more important to focus on Avraham. He goes first. And there's going to be a change. We're not going to call it Yeroeh. We're going to take the last two letters. The last two letters of Yeroeh, which are Aleph, Yud, Resh, Aleph, Hey. Aleph has the numerical value of 1. He has the numerical value of 5. We're going to 5 plus 1 is 6. And we're going to substitute those two letters, Aleph, He, with a Vav. So the Yeru, and Shalem. And just like we made a change to Avraham's name, Yeroeh turned into Yeru. Shalem will also be altered just a bit. We're going to add a Yud and become Shalayim. Okay, that's the basic gist of the origin of the name Yerushalayim. Avraham and Shem. Avraham called it Har Yeroeh. Shem already called it Shalem. Hashem wanted to preserve the legacy of Shem ben Noach and his city. And Hashem wanted likewise to preserve the legacy of Avraham Avinu by calling it Yeroeh. A compromise was made by joining these two names together. But for whatever reason, which I don't know exactly, a change had to be made to each one of the partners. Avraham's Yeroeh had to be changed to Yeru by combining those two letters together. And Malki, Tzedek Melech Shalem, his name had to be also changed just a bit from Shalem to Shalayim. So the composite, Avram is going to go first, even though chronologically second. Avram Avinu is our father. Avram Avinu introduced Yirah Shamayim. Iker is, Kol mi sheyirosoi koidemes lichachmosoi, yirosoi koidemes. Shem represents Chochma. Shem was the ultimate Talmud Chochem. Yaakov Avinu learned in the Beis Medrash of Shem. For how many years? 14 years. Some say Shem Ve'ever. But certainly Yaakov Avinu, he learned in the Beis Medrash of Shem. Yaakov Avinu gave over all the Torah of Shem to who? To his son Yosef, the Ben Zakunim. When Rivka, when she didn't know what had a dilemma, what to do, what did Rivka do? She went, Vayelich Lidroish Es Hashem. Who is that? Shem. Shame, the base midrash shall shame. Shame represents chokhma, wisdom. Avraham represents yirah shamayim. Ato yodati ki yirei elokim atav lechasach des minuch zir chidra zashavta mimeni. Therefore, what I can say in the Pirkei Avos, call me. She yirosoi koidemes lechokhmasoi. chachmasa miskayemes. But v'chol mi shechachmasai kaidemes liyirasai, ein chachmasai kaidemes. Therefore, what's the correct order? Yiru shalayim. First is yira, and then is chachma. Every time you say the word Yerushalayim, there's only one Ma'amar Chazal that should come to mind. This Ma'amar Chazal. The Ikor Shebi Ikor is Yerushalayim. It's a very nice thing they take to the Bar Mitzvah boys when they can to celebrate their Bar Mitzvah at the Kosel in Yerushalayim. Someone could afford to do this. What's the message to the child? The message to the child is, the Iker in your life is, be a Yoresh Shamayim. If you're a Yoresh Shamayim, you'll have everything. If you want to go light on Yoresh Shamayim and focus on other pursuits, you'll have nothing. I'm not saying this. Chazal said this. Call me Sheyir Otoy. Koydemes lichochmosoi, chochmosoi miskayemes. The call me, she ain yirasa, or call me she chochmosoi koydemes liyirasoi, ain chochmosoi mis, ain chochmosoi mikayemes. Yerushalayim is the term, is the mokoim that captures this concept. And it's critical that a person starting out in life should know this. The Ikur Shebi Ikur is Yerushalayim. And that's what Yerushalayim is all about. Now I want to go expand upon this. There's another element in this I find to be very interesting about Yerushalayim. Avraham Avinu, he called it Har Hashem Yeroeh, and this was in response to what happened, to what event? An event where he was Moiser Nafshoi for Hashem's honor. He was willing to take his own child that was born to him when he was 100 years old, after Nisim v'Niflois, and offer his Ben Yochid as a korban to Hashem on the Akedah. And likewise, Yitzchak was an equal participant in this event. This was the extreme form of Mesiras Nefesh, to give up your life in honor of Hashem. And to commemorate this, he named the mountain Har Hashem Yeroeh. What is Sholem? Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. When do we learn about the naming of this city? We don't really know when it was named, but the time when the Torah reveals to us the naming of this city was when Avraham Avinu just concluded a suicide mission. He was Moiser Nafshoi for his fellow man, for Lot, his nephew. Avraham Avinu had a brother, Haran, who died. He was the first person to die, Al-Kiddush Hashem. He was the first person. They threw him into the fire. He wasn't so lucky. Even though he went into the fire only because Avram survived, bottom line is, you don't go throw yourself into the fire so quickly. He threw himself into the fire in honor of Hashem. He refused to bow down to Nimrod. He was thrown into the fire in honor of Hashem. He died. He was burned to a crisp. And who did he leave over? A child, a Yosem, a Loit. Every time Avram looked at Loit, he said, he's a Yosem because of me.
Wasn't Sarah also?
Sarah also, whatever. But every time he looked at Lot, what did he think? Nebuch, it's Rachmanis, a Yosem. He's a Yosem. He's a Yosem. In those days, there were no social services for Yosemim. Why doesn't he have a father? Because of me. I didn't bow down to Nimrod, so my brother also didn't bow down to Nimrod. I got lucky. My brother wasn't so lucky. The fire consumed him. So his father died, Al-Kiddush Hashem, because of me. Who's responsible to take care of him? Me. Avram was a person, an incredible thing, a person of responsibility. This fellow, Lot, is a Yosaim because of me. I killed his father. Okay, not mamish. I am the cause of him being a Yosaim. And Avram can just wash his hands, walk away, and say, not me, not my problem, not my problem. I didn't tell him to jump into the fire. It's not my problem. No. Avram Avinu was a person of responsibility. That's incredible. How many people do you know today that take responsibility for their actions? Few and far in between. Very few and very far in between. It's very, very... Live in a world, if you can get away with it, get away with it. He didn't want to get away with it. It's my responsibility. I caused this to happen. I'm responsible. And he took responsibility. He took possession of the tzara. He's a Yosaim. He took possession of the tzara. You know, the Levaya inshallah, the Levaya, this boy, Donnie Morris, watched part of the Levaya, and it brought back this memory of this horrific tragedy a couple of years ago in Far Rockaway, where a Chosson and a Kala were nifter in a car accident. Chosson Kala, horrific tragedy. And I was watching the Levaya in Eretz Yisrael online of this boy, Danny Morris, who died in the tragedy in Meron. I was blown away how I was, Mom, you saw in the video how the yeshiva Shalavim, they took possession of the tzara. They called all the shots. They were very aggressive. They were very aggressive. They were calling all the shots. They got the parents there in a heartbeat. They pulled all the strings to get the parents from Teaneck to Eretz Yisrael in a moment's notice. They get all the politicians there, all the heads of state. They call the shots. They took possession responsibility. And it just reminded her by Bender. I actually went to that Levaya in Far Rockaway. He took possession. Parents were in a daze, such a tzara. He took possession. It's an incredible godless. It's a greatness, nobility of a person, of an organization, to take possession, responsibility, and carry, go forward, and take care of things. And Shalavim, kol hakavod to them, how they did in a very, very dignified way. They took possession. By Bender, blew my mind how he conducted himself, how he took possession of the tzar. No one asked him to do that. He didn't have to do it. No one asked Shalvin. They didn't have to do it. They could just look the other way. You know, the Levi, whatever, they'll come, there'll be guests. There'll be guests in the audience. Right? Bender could have just, you know, tzar, I'll be a guest. I'll come to the chapel. No. I'm the balabas. It's my tzar. The Levi is going to be in the yeshiva. I'm going to make sure the whole Far Rockaway is going to be here. I'm going to make all the arrangements. The parents will be my guests. I'll take care of the tzar. That's what Shalavim did. Same exact thing. They didn't go. It's an act of nobility. Avraham Avinu, where does that nobility come from? Avraham Avinu. There's a tzara. There's a yosaim. His name is Lot. He's not the best bachur in Lakewood, that I can tell you. He's not the best bachur in Lakewood or in Panovich. But Avraham Avinu said, this is my tzara. I created this tzara. I'm responsible. I'm responsible. And he took possession. And when things got out of hand, he went on a suicide mission to save him. And when that suicide mission was over, Umalki Tzedek, Melech Sholem, Hoitzi Lechem Vayoyin. He was impressed. Malki Tzedek was impressed with the Mesiras Nefesh of Avraham Avinu, and he came to give him covet. He gave him so much, he gave him too much covet. He gave him more covet than he gave the Ribbono Shel Olam. That was a problem. But that is where we find we are introduced to the term Sholem. Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. So what do we take out of this? The word Yeroeh was given at a time where a human being demonstrated the ultimate Mesiras Nefesh to Hashem. And the word Sholem was given at the time when a human being demonstrated the ultimate Mesiras Nefesh to another human being. Mesiras Nefesh comes in two flavors. It comes in the flavor of Ben Adam Lamokoim, and it comes in another flavor, Ben Adam Lachaveroi. You know who was impressed? The Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what I created this world for. To be devoted to me, to be devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just lip service. Mesiras Nefesh. You give up your life for Hashem. And you give up your life for your fellow man. Yeru captures Mesiras Nefesh for Hashem. It's not just, oh, it's a nice thing, beautiful. Bahar Hashem Yeroyah. It's everything is no, everything is so nice. It's a painful. The word Yeroy is it carries a lot of pain. Because Avraham Avinu, after 100 years, had a child, a Ben Yochid, and now it's going to be taken away from him. It's going to be all gone. You know how painful that could be? We can't even fathom the pain. It's a very painful term, Yeru. When you say Yeru, you should faint. After being given a child when you're 100 years old, such a joy. And then Hashem says, oh, kachno, es bincha, es yichidcha, asher hafta, es yitzchak, v'lech l'chal eretz hamer, v'halei usham l'ayla. Woohoo! Wow, that's easy to read those words. After all that, Avraham Avinu, he was moiser nefesh. And from that comes Yeru, Yeroeh. Sholem, Avraham Avinu, he sees his brother being burned to a crisp, to ash. And he looks to the side and he sees a little boy, Lot. What are we going to do now? And he takes care of him. He raises him. Wherever you go, wherever I go, you go. You're not going anywhere. You're going with me. And then when the day comes, he's an adult. They separate. He goes into business. And then he hears he has a grois tzara. Vayorok es chanichov anshei besoi. 318, Chazal say, only one person went with him, Eliezer. You're going to fight a world war. I mean, even in the movies, they can't do this. One person is going to go fight 9 major countries, the world powers, a world, 4 kings, the 5 kings, and then he goes up against the 4 kings and he wipes them all out. How does this all this work? What is suicide? You know, that's what you got to do. I have to be Moiser Nefesh for my nephew Lot. And from there came Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholem, the Melech of Sholem. Here we are introduced to a person who is impressed, who, wow, look what you did, Avraham. I never saw something like this. And we're told that he's the king of Sholem. Sholem captures the moment of revelation of Mesiras Nefesh to your fellow man. That is the holy city of Yerushalayim. Ir shechubro lo yochdav. The chibur of Mesiras Nefesh to Hashem and Mesiras Nefesh to your fellow man. That's the holy city of Yerushalayim. Okay, let me go to another idea. Another quick idea. I don't have it. This is more of a question. One really question. I want to go to one question. I want to go to a final thought. I don't really have an answer to this question, which is just more of a raw idea. Every day in Shemoneh Esrei, we say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Beautiful, right? And everyone can tell you all the beautiful chidushim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchak is Avoido, Yaakov is Torah, Emes. Beautiful. Is there anyone else? Anyone else you want to add to the list? If you want to make your own Shemoneh Esrei, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Anyone would like to add to that list? We have Eliyahu Shpizin. Well, guess what? David HaMelech David HaMelech, it says in the Medrash, David HaMelech, he filed in court an official complaint to the Bezer Shalmaila, Gamani! Me too! Gamani! I also want to be in this list. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Yaakov, Elokei David! He filed a complaint. He got signatures. It was a referendum on the ballot. And what happened? Denied. Your request has been denied by the Supreme Court of the Bezer Shalmayim. Why? Hashem said because Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were tested. You were not tested. So test me. Go right ahead. Test me. See what I'm made out of. David u'Bathsheva. Ooh, that didn't turn out well. Did not turn out well. Call me Shama David Chota Ein Elatoya. People have been breaking their teeth to explain what that means. It did not work out well. Okay, case, but he's a good candidate. David HaMelech. Who else? Let me ask you, who else? How about Terach? Ooh, that was a nasty one, right? Terach? Mitchila, Oyvei, Avoy Dezoro, Hoyo Avoy Seinu. Terach, Avi Avram. Terach was Avraham's father. There must be something there. We learned today in the Navi, you come from somewhere. You must come from good stock. And in fact, I've got the pasuk already, but the pasuk says that what Hashem told Avraham Avinu, when you die, you will be joined by your father. Father was an avodah zarah. Everyone knows the story that he worked for his father and he smashed the idols and his father fired him. He was fired. He didn't get severance. He smashed. Hashem says, your father, we learn from this, Terach did teshuvah. He did teshuvah. We're big believers in teshuvah in Klal Yisrael. And Terach has a lot of significance. Terach is not a poshuta person. Who comes from Terach? Melech HaMashiach. The common denominator of Terach is Klal Yisrael and the Melech HaMashiach. Lot is the son of Haran, who was the son of Terach. Avram was the son of Terach. So Terach is the unifier, is the ir shechubu lo yachtof. Terach is the unification of Klal Yisrael and the goal, the end game, Melech HaMashiach. In fact, Chazal, the sin about Terach is not for now. Terach, it's a whole drush. I don't know if this is true or not, but Terach was the one who invented the principle of kavod. Terach made Nimrod into who he was. He taught the world, you have to give kavod. You have to give kavod to a person that's chosha. Before Nimrod, you sit down in shul next to who sits in the mizrach? Anyone. No. Someone who's great sits in the front. Who's the one who invented kavod? It's not so pashut. Terach. Terach understood this principle. He introduced this with he worshipped Nimrod. He made Nimrod into a god. It's like a whole story behind this. But in any event, Terach's not. Do you say in the Shemona Esrei, Elokei Terach, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak? No way. You don't say it. But Terach, he's a candidate. He was an Oved Avodah Zarah, but he did Teshuvah. Avram also was an Oved Avodah Zarah. No? Say in the Haggadah. He was not Makir Hashem until different tkufas in his life, different, the whole different process. From Terach is the unifier of Klal Yisrael Mashiach. We mention him in the Haggadah. He gets honorable mention, not bad. In the Haggadah, not Poshut.
He was the grandfather of Rus.
Right, as I said, Melech HaMashiach. But Terach did not make it into the big three. Who else would you want to add? So we spoke about Terach, we spoke about David. What about Yosef?
Yeah.
Not so posh. Yosef is not so posh. Yosef, all the morale, a lot of morale on this. Yosef is also an Av to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. But Yosef didn't make it either. Question, I don't have an answer for you, but the question is, What about shame? Why isn't shame a part of the patriarchs of the Jewish people? Yaakov Avinu, where did he learn his Torah from? Yaakov is Ish Emes. Emes is Torah. Where did Yaakov Avinu learn Emes? Shame. Bet Midrasho Shol Shame. He went to the base medrash of shame. Rivka, I'm on my way to an abortion clinic. That's really what she said. I cannot take this. I'm on my way to an abortion clinic. Who saved the baby? Who saved the baby? Shame. Who needs this? What does that mean? Lama ze anochi? I want an abortion. I can't take this. The pain is too much. Vateilech lidrosh es Hashem. What does it say in Rashi? The bet midrosho shel shame. Shame saved the baby. Shame told her, Shnei goyim avidnech, Shnei l'umim, mima'echi paredo. He told her the whole story. He told her, we live on the words of shame. The words of shame are in our blood. Shnei goyim bevinecho, shnei lumim aichu milom yematz v'raf, yavoy tzoyer. This is mamish, the DNA of Klal Yisrael, those words. Yaakov Avinu went to study Torah by shame. Yaakov Avinu, why was Yosef called the Ben Zukunim? Because Rashi says, because Yaakov gave over only to Yosef, his treasure, all the Torah he learned in the Beis Medrash of Shame. Umalki Tzedek, Melech Sholem, Hoitzi Lechem V'Yoyin. And you know what? Shame, to a degree, made it into the Hall of Fame. More so than Terach, more than Yosef, more than, who was the other one? David. You know why? Because even though we don't say in Shemona Esrei, Elokei Shame, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. But guess what? When you book your ticket to Eretz Yisrael, you're booking it to go to Jerusalem. And the Salim of Jerusalem is none other than Shame.
Shame.
Shame ben Noach. What do you mean
Shame?
Okay, that's not what it means there. Eshem, when you say in Yerusha, when you go to visit Yerusha, welcome to Jerusalem. Baruchim haboim liyushalayim ir hakodesh. Shame made it. He did make it to a degree.
We still refer to Ir David.
So. Okay, Ir David. Okay, so say David. David. The key say David. The key say David. Meheru l'soicha tochen. The key say David is in the city of Shalom. So it shouldn't take lightly where we come from. It's the city of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's the city of Avraham, really, Yeru. But when we say Shemona Esher, we daven in Yerushalayim, we say, okay, Avraham, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov. We don't say Terach. Terach didn't make it. Yosef didn't make it. David didn't make it. David has a chair. David gets to sit down in the Beis HaMikdash. Rechisei David, Meheru l'soicha tochen, Ein amida b'yazar, Ein yishu b'yazar, El l'malchus b'zdabel v'ad. David got in there. You know, David Taka did get in there a little bit. But don't take for granted. Shame also made it. Shame has quite a legacy. Quite a legacy in Yerushalayim. That needs really more discussion, more analysis of that, of the significance of that. I want to conclude with one quick thing over here, and that is, there are three major parts in our davening that we mention Yerushalayim. We mention that we are mespalel for Yerushalayim three times a day in the Shemona Esrei, and we mention Yerushalayim in a very significant way in Birchas Hamazon, and we mention Yerushalayim in a very significant way in the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh, which many of us call Al HaMichya, or Al HaPeros, Al HaGefen, the bracha, the synopsis of Birchas HaMazon, when we eat mezonos or drink wine, or we eat fruits of the Shivas Amin, the Meretz Yisrael, we mention Yerushalayim. It's very interesting, the tone and the form of how we mention Yerushalayim is very different in each of these three. Let me explain. In Shmona Esrei, Yerushalayim is hands off, white gloves. We're very distant. Vili Yerushalayim Iricha, Yerushalayim, your city. Hashem, I live in America. I live in Flatbush. I live in a hole. No one knows, you know, just Yerushalayim, 6,000 miles away, your city. I'm not a resident here. I don't have a, you know, your city. Berachamim toshuv. Nu Hashem, nu, don't you think it's time already? V'sishkon v'soicha, come, dwell, kasher dibarta. Uvnei oisa, build it. The cut of b'yomeinu. Binyan oilam, v'chisei David, meheru l'soicha tochen. Baruch ato Hashem. Bonei Yerushalayim. Beautiful. Notice it doesn't say anything in Shimon Esher about Yerushalayim being the Ir HaKodesh. There's no mention of sanctity. It just says Yerushalayim and we call it Hashem's city. You finish davening, and now what do you do? Ah, it's time for breakfast. Let's wash. Wash, the Sidayim, the bench. Oh, and now we come to the second bracha. The third bracha. Racheinu, Hashem Elokeinu al, the Jewish people. Yisrael Amecha. The al, Yerushalayim, Irecha, your city. But here, it's a little bit different. Because before we say Yerushalayim, we already talk about us. We've diluted the intensity, the distance of Irecha with first mentioning Yisrael, the Jewish people. And then we get pretty specific. We talk about Tzion. We talk about Malchus based on, we talk about the Beis Hamikdash. Shnikro Shimcha Olav. And then we start begging like beggars. Hashem Elokeinu Avinu Re'enu Zuneinu Parnesenu V'Chalkaleinu V'Harvichenu V'Harvachlanu Hashem Elokeinu Meheru Mekol Tzoraseinu V'Al Noal Tashuchim Lodei Manas Posovdom V'lo Lidei Halva Osem Kim Liot Hamalei Apsucha Hakadosh V'Rechav Ashtonei V'Rosh Tonekleinu V'Avoed. And then we wind down Uvenei Yerushalayim, may you rebuild Yerushalayim. Here we no longer refer to Yerushalayim with the term Irecha. That word has disappeared. Uvenei Yerushalayim. Why don't we just say, Uvenei, may you rebuild Yerushalayim, Irecha. No. The word Irecha disappears. And here, instead of saying your city, we call it the holy city. The Ir HaKodesh. V'mheir of Yemeinu, burning speedily in our days, Baruch Ato Hashem, Bonei Yerushalayim Amein. Now, so before we go further, the last part of the Vart, to tie everything together, I want to bring up the idea. It's important to take note that this whole bracha is only about Yerushalayim. Because the chasima, that's the ikar, the main part of any bracha. You learn Hilchas Bracha, it's clear as day. The main part of the bracha is the end. Baruch at the end of the bracha says the words Baruch Ato Hashem Bonei Yerushalayim. That means this bracha is all about Yerushalayim. So when we write, when we say in the beginning of the bracha, "Have pity upon Yisrael Amecha," it means the Jews living in Yerushalayim. I mean, otherwise, you should say Baruch Ato Hashem, the God of Yisrael, Elokei Yisrael. You can't do that either because you're not allowed to have more than one theme at the end. Every bracha only is allowed to have one theme. So if the end of the bracha is only one thing, Bonei Yerushalayim, that means every element of this bracha is only centered on the element in its relation to Yerushalayim. So we start off, Al Yisrael Amecha V'Al Yerushalayim Yerecha. These are all elements. Sir Mishkan Tzedek V'Amalchus Tzav Meshichach V'Al HaBayis V'Beis HaMikdash. All these things indeed are all elements of Yerushalayim. And then when we pray that Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should provide for us, it means provide for Yerushalayim. Provide for the residents of Yerushalayim, by extension from Yerushalayim, provide for the whole world, the ganze Welt. Okay, now, here's where we're going to tie it all together. We'll finish it very quickly. There's one more part that's very significant in our liturgy where we make mention of Yerushalayim in a very prominent way, and that is the bracha Me'in Shalosh, the bracha Al HaMichya. And the bracha Me'in Shalosh is just a synopsis of the Birchas HaMazon. So just like in the Birchas HaMazon, we have a bracha that is dedicated to Yerushalayim, there's going to be an expression, a section of the bracha Me'in Shalosh, which focuses specifically on Yerushalayim. And indeed it says, Rachem no, Hashem Elokeinu al Yisrael amecha, the Al Yerushalayim Irecha, indeed, over here we do mention that distance, your city. The Al Tzioin Mishkan Kivodecha. Now here's what's very interesting. Here, instead of saying, V'al Habayis HaGodol V'akodosh Shenikra Shimcha Olav, we don't even talk about the Beis HaMikdash. Instead we talk about the al mizbechecha, your mizbeach, the al heicholecha. What do you do on the mizbeach? You bring sacrifices. You give. What do you do in the heichol? You bow down. You bow down lefnei, this says in the pasuk over and over, the heichol, you bow down. And then when we make a desperate request, uvenei Yerushalayim HaKodesh, build Yerushalayim HaKodesh, the Meher of Yomein, the Valeinu L'socha, V'samachinu V'nyonav Nochal Nipirio. And here, notice, it does not call Yerushalayim the ear HaKodesh. It calls, it says here instead, V'nispa Mituvo, may we, Hashem, bring you holiness. U'nivorecha Cho'olecha, may we bless you, Hashem, over it. B'kdusha U'vitohara. From the context of these words, who is the one providing the Kedusha and the Tahara of Yerushalayim? Is it Hashem who's providing a dosage? Go line up, I'll give you a vaccine of Kedusha. We'll inject into your blood some Kedusha. Is that what? No, it doesn't say that. We, may we merit to eat from its fruits, to be satisfied from its goodness, may we bless you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may we come to you, B'kdusha uvitahara. Look at the procession of the three parts of the Nusach HaTzvila. In Shemona Esrei, we're hands off. We don't even mention that Yerushalayim is a holy place. Nothing. V'il Yerushalayim ircha berachamim toshuv. It's your place, Hashem. This is not my mokum. Halavai, come there. There should be Yerushalayim. I'll be very happy to stay in America. And come to Yerushalayim. Rest your presence there. I'll come as a tourist once in a while to behold your glory. It's your place. It's everything is about you. I'm so far removed from this. I can't even relate to its holiness. In Birchas HaMazon, when we relate that it's ours, it's our Yerushalayim, it's ours, it's Yisrael Amecha. That's how it starts off. When we begin to relate, and we say, Elokeinu, Avinu, Re'enu, Zuneinu, Parnaseinu, V'chakleinu, V'harvecheinu, V'harach, we have to live in this city. We have to live. All of a sudden, when it becomes ours and we become partners with you, oh, you know something? This is a holy place. Uvinei Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. We begin to appreciate this is not a simple place. This is not Madison Square Garden. This is a holy place. And in the Al HaMichya, we go even further. Where when we come to the Beis HaMikdash, instead of describing this makam as the place, HaBayis, HaGodol, V'yakodoy, Shenikra, Shimcha Olav, what have you done for me? Right, one of the rabbanim there was making mamish making litzanis yesterday. You know what he was saying? He was saying something. He was mamish. I couldn't believe he went so far to make such litzanis. He said, "I don't understand this. Wherever you go, there are flyers. Give money, and if you'll give money, the gedolei Yisrael are gonna daven for you. You go home, lie, go to sleep, watch television, go on the internet, surf the web." Waste all your time. As long as you give money, they're going to do it for you. You got nothing to worry about. They're going to go to the Kaisel. They're going to go to Meiron. The Gedolim are going to daven for you. Koilel Chatzos. Just give money. And someone's going to learn for you. They're going to learn in the middle of the night, the best time. And what do? You go to sleep. Okay, tell him, give money. Someone will do it for you. It doesn't work like that, Rabbi Isai. That's just marketing. Marketing is all phony. You want results? You learn. You daven. You say to him, you sweat. Sweat a little bit. Sweat. See what it's like. Daven for real. Try it. Not so easy. That's where you'll see results. Not in give money and let someone learn for you. In Birchas HaMazon, it's marketing. Habayis, HaGodol, V'HaKodosh, Shenikra, Shimcha Olav. It's holy. It's a holy place. Holy place. Just give money. Hashem will provide the holiness. He'll do the holiness for you. You don't got to do nothing. Just give the money. Hashem will make bringing. In Al HaMichya, there's a procession. No, you have to go through the steps. We don't describe the Beis HaMikdash anymore as the Bayis HaGodol V'HaKadosh Shenikra Shimcha Olav. We describe the Beis HaMikdash as the Mizbeach and the Heichal. The two parts of the Beis HaMikdash that you have to do something. You have to bring a korban. You have to make a sacrifice. You have to bow down, bend your body, humble yourself. V'hishtachavisa lifnei Hashem Elokecha. That's the Heichal. Ooh, you gotta sweat a little bit. And guess, Mimeil, the Kedusha, Hashem is not providing the Kedusha. You're gonna provide the Kedusha. V'nispa mituvo univorechecha aleha. B'kedusha uvetahara. It's no longer described as Yerushalayim, the Ir HaKodesh. Where did it get its holiness from, Hashem? No. Here, you're going to be providing the holiness. You're going to bless Hashem with Kedusha uve. How did you attain that Kedusha? You work very hard in refining your yourself in your Avodas Hashem. When you're discussing the Mizbeach and the Heichal, what are you doing to serve Hashem? You are bringing Kedusha to Yerushalayim. This is Yerushalayim. There's a process. You can't skip the steps. But in the Nusach HaTzfila, we go, the Siddur has a Seder. It's not called a Siddur for no reason. It's called a Siddur. Right, those four letters on the top of the page, Sidur, because there is an arrangement. There's an order. There's an arrangement in the Sidur. You have to go through the steps. Today is Yom Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim in the Sidur starts out as being simply Yerushalayim Ircha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Bonei Yerushalayim. There's no Kedusha. is just a nice place. Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. But as you mature in life, you come to appreciate Uvnei Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. It's a holy place. Habayis HaGodol VeHaKodoy SheNikra Shimcha Olav. That requires maturity to see the holiness in this moment. But as you go through the Sidur, the Seder, and you grow more, you mature even more, and you realize that it is I who has to give to Hashem. I'm not here just to be a taker and to enjoy the Holy Land. What have I done for Yerushalayim? What have I sacrificed, like these 986 people who gave their lives, so we can have an Ir Shechubur Lo Yachtav? What have you done? It's not called anymore. Today we don't call Yerushalayim the Abayis HaGadol V'HaKadosh Shenikra Shimcha Lav. It's called the Mizbeach and the Heichal. People have sacrificed themselves for this Makom. They have presented themselves before the Heichal. They have bowed before the Heichal. They have given of themselves. You're the one who provides the Kiddush. It's not the Ir HaKodesh Hash. It's Univorechecha. Today is the day to appreciate what it means. Univorechecha Aleha B'Kiddusha Uvetahar. You provide the Kiddusha. That's the ultimate Yerushalayim. Now, boys, I thank you for listening. Go over time. Have a wonderful day. All the best. Enjoy your Yom Yerushalayim.
I need to start learning the Iraqi attacks.
Yes, in the last hour.
Have a good day.
Yeah. An hour ago, the rockets took Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim.
They changed all the lines going in and out of the
airport.
Well, today is the yard of the Rabbun.
What do you think?
My brother called me from Beit Shemesh because you could see
shot rockets. Those flights that are coming in and out of Israel are coming from the north rather than going out of the south.
My sister and brother-in-law going.